Now, falls prevention is obviously a pretty big deal for many people. Can you discuss some of what those issues are and what you would like to say about it?
Becoming cognizant of when you're on and off is a big key. If you are dipping on your medicine, you are more of a falls risk than when you're completely on. And understanding that sine wave, that up and down of your day very, very well. Because when you're off, when a person is off, one side of the body is often, typically, moving faster than the other side of the body. And so you think that you're moving evenly, but you're not. And that's a time when something can happen. You want to be sure you know yourself well. That said, there's some other things that you can do to practice. A lot of falls are towards the back. So one song that people enjoy, these boots are made for walking, that's what you're going to do, good old Nancy Sinatra. So it's a 1, 2, 3, step back, 1, 2, 3, plant, 1, 2, 3, plant to the back, 1, 2, 3, plant to the back. And just practicing that, I saw, I think it was Faye Hovrak that presented a paper where they had done some tests where people were doing some interesting things when they didn't practice, like crossing one leg behind or in front of the other, thus making the save from losing balance worse than if you practice with the 1, 2, 3 step back. That's a very, very solid thing you can do. If you've ever waited for someone to cross the street while they are texting on their cell phone, what's happening with the person who's texting is they think they're moving along just fine. They think that they are getting across that street the same as they always do. They have no idea that they've cut down to a quarter time speed. There is the task of texting has taken away their ability to move quickly. And with Parkinson's, this becomes even more exacerbated. But you can practice that. Be cognitive when something else is asked for. If you need to find your way, if you are running through lists in your head in the grocery store. And there's a game that you can play simply with that. So you write down on a piece of paper 4 different lists. The first list is wayfinding, how to get someplace, how to get to your local library, how to get to your daughter's house. The second list is some simple math problems. Start at 3 and add 2. Start at 97 and subtract 4, and then subtract 4. Simple, simple math problems. The third is to describe how to do something. You know how to do the laundry, how to make your favorite pancakes or muffins. And the fourth is any kind of list, 4 kinds of lists. So the fourth list is a list of lists, everything you can think of that starts with the letter M, all the animals at the zoo, kinds of cookies, kinds of cheeses. Once you have some lists made written up, sit across from somebody or stand with somebody and toss a ball. Keep the rhythm of tossing the ball and go through these exercises. For example, everything that begins with M. I might say, I might say melons. What would you say, Robert?
Mud.
Money. And you might say a third M word. And we would toss that ball back and forth until we ran out and we're laughing. In the math, it's okay if your partner gets the math problem wrong. There is no consequence to that. You might have to reset if the numbers get too wonky to follow, but it's okay. It's absolutely okay to do simple math. And if math gives you the heebie-jeebies, you can do something along the lines of every other letter of the alphabet. A, but not B, B, but not C. I mean, A, but not B, C, but not D. That's another way to do the simple math thing. So tossing that ball rhythmically and playing a game where you're using your cognitive function as well as your motor skill, you'll find that you're much more steady on your feet.